Storytellers, welcome, welcome, storytellers. Today, we're going to talk about questions. You see, sales practices in the past, in the old ways, the salesman will approach the client and give them the opening statement, introduce himself, present the fact of the product, and then ask if you were interested in buying. Kind of like that was kind of like the formula. And he was like, you know, today I would say, hey, if you want to invite me over, at least buy me coffee. You know what I mean? Kind of like that. I don't want to say, but you know what I mean. So then marketing came along and improved the odds of making the sale by creating the desire. A little more effective, but very costly because it was based on repetition and interruption. Now, how can storytelling be applied to marketing and make it rain, increase revenue, put ourselves in front of the audience, and then have our audience repeat the stories that we tell? How do we do that? Well, and more specifically, how do we do that in digital marketing, which is in fact our focus here? Mistakes, lessons, cautionary tales, and funny mementos on communication, leadership, sales, and marketing. This will share with you from our journey to your quest of success. Stories that will enlighten you to make great decisions, as we believe these are the four most important pillars of entrepreneurship. We are in Motion Mastermind, and we want your success as an entrepreneur, as we are passionate of entrepreneurship. So, to tell you that, to explain myself, I will tell you a little story first. This happens quite a few years ago, but I tell you how it started. I was at the airport trying to catch my flight. But then, if you are a frequent traveler, if you like me and you travel a lot, you know we have to get something good before we get on that plane. So I decided to stop at this coffee shop to get a very good coffee. And I saw this other guy there talking to the attendant, being very nice, very polite. And we kind of like acknowledge each other and not just like frequent travelers do. You know, there's a certain vibe, like you can recognize when a person is like, oh, you've been traveling for a while now. You've been on a plane for 6 hours or 5 hours or something like that, right? You can, there's a certain vibe, you know, you can tell. So I grabbed my coffee and I walked towards the gate. No, scratch that. I ran. I remember I was running, trying not to spill my coffee. So I eventually made it to the gate, made it on time, and walked into the plane. I boarded and I took my seat, relaxed, catch my breath, you know. And a few minutes later, what do you know? The guy that was at the coffee shop was there at the plane. Now, the coffee shop's name will remain nameless, but I'll tell you this: the first word rhymes with donut. Okay, so we're not paying any advertisements here. So we just happened to be the only ones in business class, and the flight was almost 7 hours, 7 hours and a half. And after we took off, we were offered our meals, but the only thing is that they only had two choices, one of each dish that they had available. So he was very kind to say, you know what, just tell the gentleman what he wants. And I got the first choice, and I thank him. And he was a true gentleman, you know. I mean, we kind of, like I said, frequent travelers, we know what it is. So at the time, I just finished reading this book, and I said, I wonder if I can put this into the test. And the book is named Power Questions. I think, if I remember correctly, is written by Andrew Sabo. Andrew Sobel. If you have the opportunity to get it, go get it. This is a very good book. It's an excellent book. Really recommend it. So I decided to put it to the test, like I said, and I stand up and I ask him, "So what exciting project brings you to Brasilia?" He answered, he was preparing the road for the company he worked for. So he explained he was the VP for Latin America for this company in particular that shall remain nameless and anonymous as well, but it's related to the one that I previously mentioned. So if you've been following the story, you know what I'm talking about. Then I asked another question and I said, "Was this your idea or is the corporation's idea?" And he said, as I suspected, it was his. "How do you sell them on such a big endeavor? Because going to Brasilia, being a big market, is not an easy thing," I asked. He answered, "Being a military man, I told him a story of how do you conquer new territories and victory." And they accepted. So it's not what's the right question. The real thing is, what kind of question can you pose to capture your audience's attention? What is the best story? It's actually what's the best story that raises the question so your objective target answer for himself or herself. You know what I mean? So that there are two things that I learned here by sharing this conversation with this great guy. The importance of asking great questions and the power of storytelling. He marketed his idea to the board and they sold themselves in expanding off of the story that he told him of his experiences of being in the military. And I learned that by asking great questions, power questions, I was able to learn this from him. So the funny thing is that I said, "Well, this book is actually pretty good." You know what I mean? So when we landed, he said it was great. It was a great conversation. And at first, I thought some boring questions like, "What's my name and what did I do?" I thought that that's what you were going to ask me. So at the end, he says, "Great meeting you." I mean, this was a great flight. And I thank him too for a great conversation. I pretty much learned a few things from him, from his experiences. We traded stories. And that's kind of like the value on it. You know what I mean? When you trade stories, there's so much you can learn from each other. It's not a bullet point presentation. And the thing is, once you tell the story and with the question, then there's so much value in it because you don't have to like ask direct questions that could make the other person uncomfortable. You ask question in a way that the person is open to tell you what happened, to tell you the story behind the situation or the event. So this is proof of two things. We must capture our audience attention by being unexpected. What interests to me? What does he do? I mean, there's nothing there for me to learn. But if you ask a question with the intent to learn something from the person you're talking with, and the same apply for your audience. What can you learn from your audience? What are the things that your audience want? What are the things that your audience is looking for? You need the story so you can serve them better. So, and the second thing is, and whether you're selling your product or convincing the board, the storytelling is the greatest way of doing that. And really, it's very important that we take these stories and have the questions that are there and be able to extract information from the story. I mean, there's so much value there that we can actually tell those stories over and over again on a different light, on a different situation, and we're gonna receive so much more from our audience. I hope that this lesson that I'm sharing with you you can apply it, use it, improve your odds of getting to know better your audience by listening to their stories, so you can present your products in a better way, or your services in a better way. I hope that I've added value to you as always. Let me know what you think. Comment below. Definitely, if you have stories to share your stories with us. We are always looking to become also like that replicator of your stories. So thanks for listening, guys. This is Telemap from Emotion Mastermind.